Beloved radio friends, once again I welcome you to today's broadcast. We shall continue our topic today on awakening your potential and capacity. Awakening your potential and capacity. We shall be reading again from our text, Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 23. Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 23. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Abiezerite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this thy might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Then he said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you." And he said, "I will wait until you come back." Verse 19. So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and he brought them out to him under the terebinth tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth." And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." Verse 23, then the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." Let us pray. Almighty Father in heaven, thank you for the potential you have talked inside of us. Grant that your spirit will awaken us to live up to your expectation and fulfill your purpose in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Let me remind you some of the important things I said in the last broadcast. Remember that our topic is awakening your potential and capability, or capacity. Number one, potential is a priceless treasure like gold. You have gold hidden inside of you. Many people have allowed God to awaken their potential, and today they have moved from zero to hero. You too can move from where you are to another level, for that is the plan of God for your lives. The second thing we want to say is that potential and capacity mean nothing if you do not do anything with it. There used to be a Nigerian footballer who was excessively talented. He moved over to Europe, and instead of concentrating in developing his talent and career, he started visiting clubhouses and had multiple women friends. In a short time, he escaped back to Nigeria because he would have gone to jail. He wasted his potential and capacity Do you know that Samson in the Bible was one of the strongest men on earth, anointed from the womb, and had extraordinary capability? But stubbornness and lack of self-control led him to die with his enemies. And I want to say as a servant of God that you will not die with your potentials hidden in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak as a servant of God. I wish I can see you and touch you. But hear me and hear me well. God put great potentials in you. You have not fully realized it. Wake up and let your potentials elaborate. You cannot do that without God. You will crash. Some have become governors, but they have crashed because God is not in their view in doing things. You will not die with your potential. Say amen to that. You heard me say that God does not choose on the basis of what you are doing, but on the basis of the potential that is in you. In verse 12 of our text, in Judges chapter 6, verse 12, and let me read that to your hearing. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." The angel of God addressed Gideon as a mighty man of valor or mighty warrior. Meanwhile, Gideon was hiding and threshing floor. There are too many mighty men and women of valor in the world who are into hiding. Great potentials, international businessmen and women, academicians of repute, great servants of God, but they are into hiding. May the God of my Father awaken you today. Mighty man of valor, awake. Mighty woman of valor, awake. Gideon said, "I am nobody. My family is the weakest in our tribe, and my tribe is the least." In other words, Gideon was saying, "I cannot be used." Find those who are born with golden spoon in their mouth. He was telling God, as it were, "Can you please look for those who are born with golden spoons in their mouth?" But do you know what? The more weak you are, the more God can use you. He can use any person, but he uses the weak things more. Let me mention three things you should be doing in order to awaken the potential that is in you. Three things. Number one, focus on who God says you are instead of who society says you are. God knows who you are and knows himself. This is very important. Are you really a child of God? Are you born again? You need to relate to God, and that very fast. The spies of Israel said they were like grasshoppers in their eyes and in the eyes of their enemies. The truth is that God is not dependent on you to accomplish anything. Rather, he chooses people to accomplish extraordinary things for his own glory. So focus on whom God says you are instead of seeing yourself from the eyes of the society. Number two, realize that God is faithful. Realize that God is faithful. Whenever we are faithless, he remains faithful. Your small faith, when put into action, will grow. Gideon kept tasking God's patience by requesting proof of his ability. But God, in his grace, assured him, "Go into action. Your faith will grow." That is what you need. Go into action. Stop wasting time. Your faith will grow as you continue. The third thing you need to do is obey God. Obey God. God said to Gideon, "Pull down the altar of Baal in your father's compound." And Gideon did not waste time. He did it. He obeyed and passed the test of God. There are things you need to pull down in your life. Those of you who are addicted to pornography, stubbornness, indecency in speech and dress, rebellion, pride, sexual sins, tear them down. Cultism, tear them down. Thuggery, tear them down. Lying, tear them down. When Gideon obeyed God, God demanded that his army of 32,000 be reduced to 300. With 300 soldiers, he defeated thousands of soldiers of the Midianites. Can you imagine that? Great potential that would have been wasted. The Israelites would have remained as slaves and oppressed, but God awakened Gideon and he became a deliverer and a judge. Hello, radio friends. This is not fable. Trust God and he will do the same for you. There are too many examples. You can be the next to rise from obscurity to lamplight. You can rise from zero to a hero. What are you waiting for? Let us pray. Everlasting Father, there are people who have been touched by this message. As they take steps of faith, help them to own you as their Lord and their Savior. And in due time, you will bring out their potential and their capability in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.